Imagine you're an elite athlete, a marathon runner, let's say, and you're running a 10K. You've reached the last section of the run, but your legs are giving out. Your adrenaline is starting to fade. You just don't know if you can make it. The fade I'm describing for you as a runner is the same fade we all experience in our lives, which are marathons in and of themselves. I mean, think about it. Our lives are like a 100K marathon built of all the little 10K and 5K ones in various combinations. No matter which way you look at it, you're always running towards something. So it's understandable that you're sometimes going to need a boost to get across the finish line. Well, to give us that boost, Grant Cardone is here with us today. Grant is an international sales expert and author, providing motivation and sales training programs to Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and success-minded individuals and entrepreneurs just like you. He is a New York Times bestselling author of several books, including The 10X Rule, and he hosts a radio show called The Cardone Zone. Grant, thanks for being with us here at Success. Look forward to our chat today.
Darren, so good to be here. Thank you for having me.
So let's dive right in, Grant. Let's start with the hard stuff. Tell us the number one thing that stops people from reaching the finish line.
Well, I think, Darren, the number one thing is not even the person's fault. The individual wants something. They have a dream. The entrepreneur wants to go get something. But there seems to be something stopping most people. And I think that one thing is that they've been sold or hypnotized about this idea that just enough works. Just enough money, just enough savings, just enough sales, just enough revenue for your business, just enough clients. And there's an idea in our society today that more, there's something wrong with more. And the reality is every entrepreneur needs to understand that more is basic survival. And anybody that says that more is a bad thing are basically people that don't have enough, and they find that out when it's just too late. See, I think the middle class has been seduced by this idea of comfort. But what happens is it causes the business owner, the entrepreneur, or even a lifestyle to fall just short. We can see that with the middle class actually contracting in America and more people falling into poverty because they've been operating under this formula, this idea, just enough money, just enough sales, just enough customers, and they just fall a little short of where they need to be to get to that place where they're winning in life and in business.
So let's talk about more. Let's talk about lots more. Your solution to this issue is the 10X rule. So explain the 10X rule for us.
The 10X rule assumes a couple of things. It assumes that your goals and targets are actually not even yours. You know, you ask a guy, I mean, I work with a lot of people, and the common financial goal, for instance, is, oh, I want $1 million. You even hear people say, man, if I had $1 million, I'd retire. Look, that goal, that idea that you want $1 million is probably the same goal your grandparents had before in the last 40 years when this money's not even worth what it is today. So that goal's probably not even yours. And the 10X rule basically suggests that your goals are too small, and they cause people to be not so interested. And what it says is, look, take whatever goal you want. I'll do a workshop and say, what's your financial goal? Oh, it's $10 million. Good. I want you to multiply times 10 right now. We're going to go for a $100 million target. We're going to create a work plan and execute a plan based on $100 million, not $10 million. And we're going to probably fall short on both of them. The guy that has a $10 million goal is going to fall short. The guy that has a $100 million goal, they're both unrealistic when you're setting goals because you don't have this thing yet. And so if you're going to fall short on one of them, do you want to fall short on the one, the 10, or the 100? And I think most business owners say, hey, if I'm going to fall short, I want to fall short on the 100. So the 10X rule basically sets goals that are 10 times bigger and then comes up with an action plan that fills a calendar up 10 times what you think is necessary. 10 times more customers, 10 times more revenue, 10 times more savings. And it gets people extremely excited to actually put their creativity and the work behind a goal that keeps them excited.
Yeah, the magic of thinking big. Lots of things are ignited. So a part of this 10X rule is what you call the 4 degrees of action. So break down those 4 degrees for us.
Well, look, every living being does either no action, number one, number two, retreat, number three, average levels, and number four, the highly successful people are taking massive levels of action. They're putting all in. So you have no action, retreat, average, and massive. No action is basically get up and you do nothing. You know, there's people in society that actually look like they're doing nothing. Then there's a bigger portion of the population that is retreating from activity. Maybe they got hurt in the stock market and they're like, I'm never doing the stock market again. That's an example of retreating. Now, retreating is actually action. And it takes a tremendous amount of energy to retreat from something. Try walking backwards. It's not an easy thing to do. The third level is average, Darren, and average is the most dangerous. The people listening to this, you need to understand the third one is what America is built on today. It is the demise of America. When you think about average, think about epidemic, pandemic. Think about the worst flu you could possibly get is average. Because average never pays, and there's a tremendous amount of effort in being lost in the middle. And this is what, again, is happening to the middle class. The middle class is based on average thinking, average result, and average ideas. And it's being destroyed. You can see entire industries being destroyed because of average thinking. Then there's the fourth level. The fourth level, Darren, and you can look at all the top 50 people that you've interviewed in your lifetime that have been extremely successful, all suffer, if you will, quote unquote, tongue in cheek, from this massive concept, this massive think, these massive actions, massive hiring, massive investments. They're not scared to push all in. They're not scared to go busted. And it doesn't matter whether it's money on the line or energy on the line. They're putting everything in. It's like every bet. This is the place for people to learn to live. And it's completely contrary to what you were taught when you were a kid. The educational system doesn't encourage it. The police on the streets don't encourage it. Lights don't encourage it. Everywhere in society, it's stop, slow down, be careful, don't talk to strangers. I mean, just consider that concept. Don't talk to strangers. There's 7, 8, 9 billion people on this planet. They're strangers. I need to know them to grow my business. It was bad information from our parents. So you want to take massive action. You want to break rules. You want to get obsessed. Even people that are obsessed today, they get labeled with ADD and ADHD and obsessive compulsive. It's garbage. Do you want massive amounts of activity and think and investments to make your life and your business great?
Yeah, I call it AOMA, all out massive action. And you're right. I mean, all the great uber ultra achievers are the ones that take all out massive action in one focused area. So you're not going to get anywhere unless you do that kind of concentrated effort anyway. So let's talk about the part of the 10X rule that's knowing how much effort to put into something. I mean, talk about why effort matters, because I've heard you say that it takes the same amount of energy to make $10 million as it does to make $10,000. So let's talk about this idea of effort.
Well, I mean, you see, the guy that's not winning in life thinks, he starts actually thinking he's lazy. You hear employers, I was at Google last week, and there was a couple hundred executives and business owners there, and they were talking about the problem with their people being lazy. I'm like, look, nobody's lazy. And they're like, whoa, yeah, I got lazy people. You need to come visit my company. I got lazy people. I'm like, no, lazy is not an innate state. It is not a natural state. What I'm saying there is, look, to do nothing is energy. It takes energy not to do something. Because actually, Darren, when I look at this, there's not really, it's almost impossible to do nothing. Because any idea you have, I'm going to go work out today. And then you decide not to. That's not no activity. That's a retreat. You're actually convincing yourself, selling yourself, persuading yourself, closing yourself, and then spending the rest of the day justifying eating potato chips on the sofa watching CNN. You've actually done a lot to do nothing. So I'm telling you, lazy's not innate. It's not natural. It's inspired. It's educated. It's allowed. It's encouraged. People are even paid to be lazy in our country today. So what I'm saying here is it takes as much energy to make no money as it does to make $10,000. And it takes as much energy. I know I've made no money. I've made $10,000 and I've made $10 million, fortunately. It takes more energy to make $10,000 than it does to come up with a plan to make $10 million. It just doesn't take any more energy. It just takes a different think, a different follow through, and probably a different set of friends, a different set of surroundings.
Now, I've heard you say, Grant, you know, that in order to break the pattern of your existing results, you got to get a little crazy, right? Make some changes to push through and move on. So describe what we can do to get a little crazy and help us with finishing. In other words, finding success.
Like reading your magazine, okay, getting the CDs, listening to them, I'm re-educating myself. People are being governed. I don't mean the government. I mean governing an accelerator. Like people are being required to slow down, to consider. I got to think about it. These are things that plague entrepreneurs. Oh, I need to think about that. No, you don't. You need to make a decision. You either want to do the ad or you don't want to do the ad. You either want to expand your business or you don't. But you need to quit thinking about things and start taking action. And that's what I'm saying. Add crazy, add obsessed to your formula for success. You know, when you add time to a decision, you basically lose power. Speed is power. The faster I can go at anything, even the wrong thing, the faster I can go at the wrong thing, the faster I find out I can recalibrate, go in another direction before my competition has. I could hit 3 or 4 or 5 directions before my competition has because they're going so slow, snail's pace at the first thing. So what I'm saying is you got to break the rules. You got to become consumed. You got to take risk. If you think 20 calls is going to do it, make 200 calls. If you think you need $1 million, go for 10 million. Okay. It's the same lose. It's a different win, though, if you make it. Multiply, multiply, don't subtract and never divide and go crazy and be willing to be criticized and be willing to gain haters. Because if you do this, you're going to be criticized. I'm going to show up an hour early. I'm going to stay 2 hours late and everybody I work around is going to hate my freaking guts. They're going to start criticizing me for doing this. That's a good thing. Then they'll start hating me. That's an even better thing, because sooner or later I'm going to get admiration if I work this formula out.
So talking about this idea of thinking versus action, let's break this down to something that somebody can do every day. So share one thing that we should be doing daily that we aren't, something that can help us finish strong here.
Well, the first thing I did this morning when I wake up, I do this every day. I do it actually twice a day and sometimes 3 times a day. I wake up in the morning, I write my goals down. So Bob writes his goals down once a year. I write my goals down twice a day, 365 days of the year. That means in 1 year, I'll write my goals down 730 times. And in addition to that, anytime I fail or I have a disappointment, I get rejection in a sales cycle, I sit down and write my goals again. I don't ponder, oh, what did I do wrong? Oh my God, the world is coming to an end. I lost that sale. I just start writing my goals down because I want to see my future, not what just happened to me. So in any given year, I could literally write my goals down because I get disappointed a lot and I get rejected a lot and I fail a lot. I could write my goals down in 1 year, 1,000 times. I write my goals down 1,000 times. Bob writes his on January the 1st once. Put both of us in any market, and nobody will even know he exists. I'm going to destroy him. I'm going to dominate. And this is what entrepreneurs need to know. Look, when you go into the marketplace, it is brutal. The marketplace is brutal. It is not a place for lovers. It is a place for brutality. It is a place for the concept where clearly it doesn't matter your politics, your religion, how good a guy you are, how nice a guy you are, color, race, religion. None of that matters to the economy. The economy doesn't watch TV. The economy is like, hey, we pay whoever plays. We pay who shows up. We pay whoever has the best value at that given moment. The economy doesn't have any loyalty to people. It just pays people that play in the game and keep showing up and have this mentality of, are you on your game? So I'm going to wake up in the morning. I'm going to write my goals down. At night, I'm going to write them down again. I'm going to make a list every day of people fueling me up so I can go back into battle every day.
So, Grant, I want to really make this tangible for those listening. So share a few success stories that really speak to how the 10X rule helped someone, you know, cross that finish line and multiply their success by just thinking in a 10X mentality.
I'll give you an example. I had this guy, Jared. Jared came to me about 3 years ago. I was in Los Angeles. My offices were in Los Angeles at the time. And we weren't hiring at the time, and his dad had got hooked up on our online program, and he knew his son who had been working for this other big company had lost his job, and he told Jared, he's like, you need to go work for this guy, Grant Cardone, dude. He's a young, upcoming, high-energy entrepreneur. The guy's got great products. He's helping a lot of people. You need to go get in front of him. And Jared asked his dad, well, is he hiring? Now, Jared was in Austin, Texas, and I was in L.A. Is he hiring? And the dad said, look, this guy, it doesn't matter if he's hiring or not. If he's impressed with you, he will hire you. I can tell you, get in front of guys that are expanding and growing, and they're always hiring. And I think you know that, Darren. Anybody that's expanding and growing, they're not worried about spending money. They're worried about making more money. They're trying to expand their business and their brand. So this guy calls me up. He says, I'm coming out to LA. I'd like to meet you. I said, dude, I'm not in. Call me some other time. He called me the next week. I'm not in. I'm not interested. Then I gave it to my Sherry, my assistant. And I said, look, just I screened a guy. I don't want to talk to him. Every week he called. Okay. Then he flies in on his own dime to get in front of me. See, he made a commitment. This guy took every rule, never sent me a resume, started sending me videos because he sees me promoting that on YouTube to send people videos, not resumes. Completely disregarded the idea that I didn't want to see him, wasn't interested, and I wasn't hiring. He completely disregarded all that and finally got in front of me in LA. I said, look, I'll pay you $3,000 a month. Let's see what you got. Well, that was 3 years ago. This year he's going to make $300,000. He starts at $36,000 a year with no benefits, didn't want a guarantee, didn't want a promise, didn't need a security blanket, came in, he's the vice president of my company now, in less than 3 years, in a bad economy. So what did he do? He blew the rules out. He didn't go to Craigslist. He took 10x unacceptable, critical actions. Moved it to a place where I was like, dude, I'm starting to hate this guy even calling me. I literally was not liking him. He disregarded all that, pushed through, shoved, and 10x'd his activity. He was probably reading the book and knew how to use it against me. And this is what people need to do to get a sale. Look, if it's a great sale, if you're going to be acquiring business from somebody else, it's not going to be easy. They're not calling you. You're calling them. And it might take 7 calls or 17 calls. I have clients that I've called for 17 years and haven't gotten. But they're still in my calendar every day. I need this account. Not for the money, for the achievement, for the fuel. It's important for me to achieve those goals and more important for me to never give up on them. And that's what Jared did, that took a guy that wasn't working to move across country to LA, do whatever it takes, and turn a $36,000 a year job into a $300,000 job.
Great stuff, Grant. Appreciate that. So just one more question for you today, Grant. You've given us some fantastic thought-provoking ideas, but as we discussed, you have to take action, the right kind of action to meet the goal. So send us off with advice on the action we should take to put your advice to work in our lives as we look to finish strong.
As soon as this is over, sit down, grab a piece of paper and a pen and write down what your goals are. And I want you to multiply times 10. I don't care what your goals are. $100 million. Good. Multiply times 10. Whatever the deal is, multiply times 10. I want to spend an hour a day with my kids. Figure out how to multiply that up. How can I spend 10 hours a day? Or maybe you're spending 7 hours a week. How do I spend 70 hours a week with my kids? Or do you even want to spend that much time with your kids? I don't know. Just 10x everything. Become completely crazy about everything you're thinking about. Don't even take it to big think. Take it to unreasonable, impossible levels. And then make a list of people that would support that kind of activity. Maybe you're in a multi-level marketing company. So find the people. Reach up. Don't reach sideways and don't reach down. Reach up to the people around you that will support you in going berserk, going crazy, man. Get labeled. You need to be labeled. I had a guy in my office today saying, man, you got ADD or something. I said, dude, I don't have. What is ADD? I don't even know what you're talking about. Nobody can prove it. Why are you telling me that? Because every time I come over here, you don't pay me any attention. I said, dude, that's your problem, not my problem. You don't get my attention. I got attention on 16 other projects right now, and you're number 17. I'm trying to figure out how to get you out of my office. See, he hasn't taken responsibility for the fact that he hasn't grabbed me. He hasn't caused me to shut down my other windows, my other 16 other projects, and pay complete attention to him. So people need to get completely immersed, completely obsessed, all in, all the time, and then you need to find 3 to 5 people that will support you in being completely all in, obsessed, and 10x. You can do it. And I think that's why we're all so fascinated by Sunday sports. We see the guy catch or throw or kick or make a shot that seemed impossible. And we're all moved by that. And that's because that greatness sits in all of us. And greatness is the only thing that pays. Average is an epidemic in this country and it can't be afforded. That means you need to make a commitment to greatness.
Mr. Grant Cardone, speaking of greatness, thank you very much for this very uncomfortable conversation. And I just encourage everybody listening, let's get crazy.
Let's get crazy.
So thanks so much, Grant, for being with us. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Darren.
Success Audio Series, copyright Success Media, all rights reserved.